I got to bring Chicago back to the front of the congregation. There's a reason for that. Because Chicagoans are not even just staying in Chicago with their crime anymore. They're going outside of Chicago and the surrounding areas in order to do the crimes because they've now robbed their own city blind so much that they got to go outside of the city in order to be able to run it up, such as Wisconsin, right? We all know that Milwaukee, for example, is right up the street from Chicago. And if you don't know, now you know. I've driven through Chicago to get up to Milwaukee, and then I went and did a tour of Harley-Davidson and the Pops Brewery and stuff like that. But yes, 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 it is a thing. And now the criminals are starting to step outside of Chicago and the surrounding areas in order to inflict pain on other states and other places.
Welcome back. Police in Wisconsin say an organized crime group of teens from Chicago are to blame for stealing nearly a dozen luxury cars.
Yeah, it happened over the weekend. There was an extensive police chase. Christina Van Zelst explains where the investigation stands tonight.
Around 6 Sunday morning, Waukesha police say 9 luxury vehicles were stolen from the Fields Auto Group. That heist started a chase into West Allis.
5 luxury vehicles, high-end vehicles.
We didn't think it would come up this far north and this far west in the state.
Waukesha Police Captain Dan Bauman says someone spotted something off at a gas station.
You had 9.
You didn't hear what he said. Let me rewind it for y'all that's in the back, because I don't think you heard what he said. Listen to what he said.
That heist started a chase into West Allis.
5 luxury vehicles, high-end vehicles.
We didn't think it would come up this far north in this.
We didn't think that it would come up this far. We didn't think the day was coming up here. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Chicago. Got to go up. We didn't think that it would come this far. Shout out to the chasers. I'm going to be reading the super chat shortly. But they here. Guess what? They got cars. They know how to travel now. They even going overseas, and they calling themselves passport bros.
As far west in the state.
Waukesha Police Captain Dan Bauman says someone spotted something off at a gas station.
You had 9 luxury vehicles at one gas station in West Allis with young kids with masks on, all filling up luxury vehicles at 6:30 in the morning.
West Allis police chased the suspects onto I-94, which continued through Milwaukee, Kenosha, and Racine County. That's where the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department stepped in. Sergeant Colin Cooltrip says one vehicle was stopped with stop sticks and crashed on I-94 near Pleasant Prairie. Here, you can see the moments it was riding on the rim.
As the first deputies, police officers were pursuing them down the interstate, they would end up getting passed by their cars that are in the rear of the convoy, and those would be the vehicles that would be going 130 plus and weaving in and out of traffic.
That driver, a 17-year-old boy, was arrested. As for the rest of the suspects, Cooltrip says it gets tricky at the state line. In Illinois, the pursuit policy is more restrictive.
Once we hit that Illinois line, it's essentially a wall.
As of Monday, Waukesha police say 6 of the 9 vehicles have been recovered, 5 of those in Illinois. Chris.
Now, we all know that Illinois, once you hit that state line, they're not participating. Usually, police agencies, they collaborate with each other and they work with each other and they be like, you know what? We gonna work with you. Oh, man, they coming into your city and they coming into your state. They going in there. But Chicago was like, I'm sorry, because I know that you guys are stickler for specific locations. Illinois said, nope. We got the Safety Act over here. We got the Safety Act happening over here in Illinois, and we are not pursuing what is happening over here. Meanwhile, while they were over there stealing cars over there from Wisconsin and driving through Milwaukee and then getting back over to Illinois, and they was doing high-speed chase and only one person got caught up, right? Meanwhile, at the exact same time, neighbors and neighborhoods over in Chicago and Illinois, they were suffering, especially over on the southwest side.
New for us here at 10 o'clock, a neighborhood takeover. Drivers drag racing and drifting set fire to a Beverly Street. Concerned neighbors say organizers even managed to hold off police for a while. CBS 2's Jermont Terry live for us in Beverly with reaction tonight. Jermont?
Joe, 103rd Street here on the Southwest Side stays busy both day and night, yet somehow this crew managed to shut it down doing donuts right in the middle of this intersection. And most of those participating pulled out their cell phones, recording the illegal activity to the surprise of neighbors.
Squealing tires and roaring engines, yeah.
Those sounds awoke Ken Jones from his sleep. Home surveillance captured some of it, but it's this sight which caught Jones and just about every neighbor living off 103rd in California and Beverly off guard.
Many cars spinning around like crazy out here in the intersection.
More than 100 people with cars took over this intersection Saturday night. The view above shows tire marks still visible days later.
But then when I saw the fire, I was like, oh my gosh, what are they doing?
This crew managed to keep police from getting to their illegal street tactics. It even forced CTA buses to park.
You're just literally stuck because there's nowhere for them to go.
Neighbors tell me this crew was not fazed when cops did arrive.
They didn't even flinch. They were still going round and round when Evergreen Park police was here. Were here.
They didn't even flinch. They didn't even flinch. They didn't trip. They wasn't scared. They wasn't afraid that their cars was going to get impounded. They created a ruckus. See, it's funny because I remember the racing scene back in Detroit back in the day. And let's just say, for example, you did a race or whatever. Y'all was just at the meetup. So the way that it used to play out back in the day is you would meet up. And for those of y'all that's in Detroit or from Detroit or anybody that's familiar with it, most of the time, if you was on the west side of Detroit, you was going to meet at Randazzo's, right? That was a Saturday night or the Friday night meetup was Randazzo's. And Randazzo's was off of Telegraph over near Joy Road, and that's where you met up. And it was a parking lot of a grocery store slash thing that basically would close down at night. And so everybody would kind of just link up at Randazzo's, hang out in the parking lot, you know, they chilling, having a good time. Kind of reminded you a little bit of the Fast and Furious, you know what I'm saying? And that everybody was just kind of, you know, chilling and having a good time and playing music. And then whatever it is that you decided that you was going to do your deal, because at the time I was driving a Chevy Trailblazer SS, right? So I had a Trailblazer SS, all black joint. And then we had it heavily modified and stuff like that. It's pretty crazy to think about it back in the day. But you would all link up and everybody would do whatever it is that they would do. And then you would bet whatever money you wanted to bet. And whoever you trusted to hold the cash or whatever. And then you would go off to the location, and usually it would be over in a park or something. But you would go over into a location, you do your quarter mile, you race, and then you run up the check or whatever. You lose, you win, whatever, and everybody go back and they do their thing, right? Until there start being moles and cops and stuff like that. Now, I'm not telling you that this is the right thing to do. I'm not telling you that this is a good thing. What I am telling you is that it wasn't like this. They are out there terrorizing neighborhoods. They have no fear of the police. They don't care. They're setting fire to the road. They're doing burnouts in the middle of the road, and they're causing a ruckus, and they're doing it for social media. It's different. It's different. We knew that if you got your car took, you got your car took. And it's too much money invested in these cars in order to continue to get it took.
CPD started coming, and then they just all took off.
This is video of those cars speeding off the moment Chicago police got on scene. Look closely. Cars drove on sidewalks and lawns trying to avoid getting caught.
Where all the people came from, I can't understand.
The street takeovers remain an ongoing problem across the city and burbs, mostly occurring in open lots or along Lower Wacker Drive. Yet Beverly residents felt the concern over the weekend.
Upsetting. The kind of upsetting that has adrenaline running in you, and you know, you're ready to defend yourself if you have to.
Now, this crew popped up quickly and dispersed just as fast. Now, neighbors are just hoping that this crew does not return anytime soon. Now, we checked in with Chicago police. They tell CBS 2 they did not make a single arrest in Saturday's incident.
The name of this show today is called Depolicing. The name of this show today is called Depolicing. Now, if you're a resident of Chicago, okay, and damn near every day we do something or have some conversation about the migrant crisis in Chicago and the crime that's happening in Chicago, or somebody walking down the street and getting their head knocked over, people pulling up in a car and all black and everything, they got the poosh icy mask on and they robbing you, car burnouts, neighborhood terrorism. Police is basically defunded, budgets is shot, underrepresented as far as the police force by thousands and thousands of people and members, yet we deploy in majority of the resources over into the migrant crisis. And if you're thinking about this, and you also considering the idea that Chicago has some of the highest property taxes in the United States of America, and you're not going to be protected. They don't have a single arrest, not a single arrest as a result of this. What do you then think of it, right? How do you then make sense of what's happening? How does it resonate with you? Like, what do you think is going to happen if you ever need to call the police department or if something is happening recklessly in your neighborhood? They didn't make a single arrest, not one single arrest. And the funny part about it is they didn't even care. The people that was creating a crime and the ruckus that was in the neighborhood and tearing up and setting the street on fire, they wasn't fearful. They didn't care about what was going on. They're just doing what they want to do because they know that you're not going to do nothing. And even if they did get arrested or caught, you're going to release them without bail because that's what your laws indicate. And so why should they fear you when they don't have a reason to?
Some Chicago Housing Authority residents are sounding the alarm about their living conditions.
They live in the Washington Park homes and they're demanding repairs and sanitary housing conditions. Tia Ewing is in Studio 32 with more on what they're all saying. Tia.
Well, Terrence and Sylvia, the tenants living at CHA's Washington Park home say they've had to live with mysterious rashes, lack of heat, mold, lack of repairs, and sewage water leaking into their kitchens. The residents decided to make their voices heard by organizing together today. Many of them say they've reached out to CHA and Eastlake management only to get no response or to be threatened with an eviction for speaking out. Many are.
Shout out to the Chicago Housing Authority. Shout out to the Chicago, because see, last week, at the end of last week, I did a segment on the Millionaire Morning Show where Brandon Johnson was touting how awesome of a job he's been doing. Brandon Johnson is only about 9 months into his tenure as mayor of Chicago. And he's running around talking to old ladies and showing up at bingo halls saying how awesome of a job he's doing in the city of Chicago. And he's largely leaning on how successful he's been to manage the migrant crisis and all of the new migrants and all of the funding that's been coming into the city. And he's been touting how awesome of a job and how freaking awesome, in his words, quote, that he's been doing over in Chicago. The Chicago Housing Authority can't even get they act together with regard to the residents that they're housing. But we deploying countless unlimited resources when it comes to making sure that the migrants is taken care of.
Afraid by demanding the change that they want, that their subsidized rent will be in jeopardy. Teresa Stevenson says she's lived in CHA since 2008, and this winter she had heating issues.
My unit has no insulation. There have been times when I had to use big blankets to put on my children's windows. I'm currently having issues with mold in my unit. As of December of this year, an inspector came out on January the 26th, and the results were determined it was indeed mold.
Hold on, so let me back up for 1 second, because I know we bring a Chicago to the front of the congregation. So you've been living in, and I just got to ask the question. Are you telling me, and again, I'm not a fan of what's going on with the migrant crisis or anything, but I'm just curious. Are you telling me that you've been living in basically Section 8 housing since 2008? And nobody has forced you to do better or to get better or eventually move out or to be a little bit different. Yet you sitting here protesting about how you deserve more or how things are supposed to be better for you. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't believe in living in mold. But I am asking a question. Listen, this is the Millionaire Morning Show, and I always got to ask the question. Baby, it's been 15 years. It's been 15 years, baby. You've been on government assistance for at least 15 years. You telling me that you still having kids, talking about how you got to put a blanket on your kids, that you still living in public housing since 2008? Fam. Look, man, look. We got to bring the Chicago Housing Authority to the front of the congregation. But what is wrong with this broken country and this broken system to where a woman can basically live on a system since 2008? I wasn't expecting to see that because I don't necessarily watch these clips before we review them all the time. I may catch it to make sure that it's sufficient for what it is that we're talking about. But come on, man. Come on. I'm asking the same thing, Courtney J. Did she have more kids? Did she have more kids? And got the nerve of you to come on here and protest and to sit here and act like you are owed something. Listen, if you don't like the mold, then go and get another place. If you don't like the mold, then go and get another place. And then got I Am Black History on there. And then it got a lady with a wild wig in the back of you that is sitting here protesting on top of it. Man, if you don't get on up out of here, listen to what she's saying.
Been done. No one has been scheduled to clean the mold.
She wasn't the only person that had a lot to say about their living conditions. Of course, we did reach out to CHA on this story. So far, we have not heard back. Sylvia?
Chicago is not a real place. I'm going to just tell you right now. Chicago is not a real place. It's not like a regular place in the United States of America. You know how they say Atlanta ain't real? Chicago is not real. Chicago is not a real place. I'm telling you that it's not a real place. It's not. I know that y'all think it's real. This is the electrical plans that I got to go through and I got to do with my contractors and stuff like that. So I got to do a walkthrough today to make sure that the electrical plans is all set as far as the electrician. So I'm meeting them over there today. But Chicago is not a real place in real life. In real life. I don't even know how y'all still living there, fam. And actually, I think that y'all should stay living there because y'all voted for this. So I don't think you should run away from the thing that you voted for. So shout out to Chicago.